Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If you ever want to feel old, just know that this song is almost 40 years old.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
It's almost 40 years old.
I know.
Wow. That just dawned on me as we were coming on the air. This song came out when I was a junior in high school.
Yeah.
Merciful Jesus.
And their bigger stuff was...
Before
even
that,
older. Right.
Although I still think that's one of their best songs. Anyway, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hope everybody's having a great Tuesday.
It's a great Tuesday.
This is my Friday.
Did you watch some football last night?
We did.
Did you notice what they started doing in the upper left-hand corner? Because, you know, it's rare that there are two games on a Monday night at the exact same time.
No, I was too busy in the bathroom heaving into the sink.
Oh.
And did you not see what happened?
No, I'm not. I watched football all night.
So was I. Were you watching the Miami game?
It was not great.
Oh, you missed it. Let's just say Tyreek Hill is probably not playing for the next 2 years. I would encourage you to go to YouTube right now.
Not good.
And Google or YouTube Tyreek Hill knee injury.
Nope, I'm good.
Which sent me to the bathroom last night.
I'm good.
Like a Joe Theismann 1987 against Lawrence Taylor throwing up into my own sink. Mm-mm. Here, I'll bring it up for you. I've already thrown up enough.
I don't need to see it.
It was bad.
How many times did they replay it?
Once.
Because remember with the basketball player, they just kept playing it on a loop. And then after that, the rules changed and we're not subjected to seeing that type of thing.
Oh, I made the comment earlier in the newsroom that it was almost like they were trying to remix a song, you know, when they play the same part of the song over and over again.
They just kept backing it up
and replaying it.
Sam, if you saw this more than once, that's on you, right?
So I'm going to...
Did you go seek it out?
No,
I'm asking all of you guys. Sam, did you watch it multiple times because you could?
I was watching live. We were watching live, sitting out on the back patio. And Tyreek Hill's knee goes in a direction that only a bird's goes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't need to see it. Okay, still. I don't need to see it.
Wrong way.
Oh, God.
I didn't get to see it because I have a bone to pick with ESPN.
A bone to pick?
A bone, really?
Yeah.
Really? Do you have a bone to bend?
Maybe backwards, yeah.
It's a torn knee ligament.
Oh, God.
It is
Why
gruesome.
Am I doing this to myself?
Listen to this one headline.
You're a glutton for punishment.
After his leg, quote, buckled awkwardly during catch against Jets.
Mm-hmm. Awkward.
I thought you were going to say something about Mike McDaniel because he was looking really rough last night. And Scott and I were talking about this off the air yesterday. There is a news conference in this last week, and I assume it was coming off the loss this prior week, where they asked him, hey, how are you doing today? The press asked Mike McDaniel that. And he goes, good, good. No, I'm great. I'm doing great today. It is a great day. And the reporter said to him, why is it a great day? Did you see his reply?
Mm-mm.
He looked right at the
reporters. That was a couple of weeks ago.
And said, because I'm one day closer to death.
Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago.
Because we're one day closer to death.
It was right after the massive blowout loss that they had a couple of weeks ago. And it was definitely an odd way to respond.
Can you describe Tyreek Hill's left leg?
No, I don't want to see it. Why do you keep showing me those
things?
The
direction that his left foot is pointing. It's in an unnatural position.
Yes.
Would you agree?
If he was flagging a plane or a car, it would be like this way.
We need his, you to go this
his
way.
His leg is pointing in a direction.
That's not natural.
Someone's leg should not go.
That is correct.
I think that'll probably end any Tyreek Hill to the Chiefs.
I was
going to
say,
talk.
If Mike McDaniel thinks it's a rough go now, what happens without Tyreek Hill?
Oh, it's the season's over. I mean, they were 0-3 going into last night. They're 1-3 now. And now they don't have their superstar. They're done.
Well, remember what happened to their quarterback.
I'm telling you, is that team cursed?
Perhaps.
And they're wearing these super cool uniforms last night.
Oh, I did not love the black. And
I did. I thought that was cool.
Anyway,
I thought that was really cool.
I'm sorry. I don't like to see anyone get hurt. It is a violent sport. It is a violent game. Injuries happen. And I think their coaches may be a little unhinged. That's all.
Because he's happy that he's a day closer to death?
Yeah, I think that was a very odd thing to say to the press corps. It was very.
He has gone from the nerdiest looking guy in the world to like Miami mobster-esque
vibe.
Yeah,
Kingpin.
Very weird. Yeah.
I thought you thought last season he was very attractive.
No, I said in a weird Quinn Snyder, bug-eyed, Kingpin
nerd
sort of way. No, it really his transformation. There are memes about it.
But it's really funny because then he gets back on the field and has to read the playbook and has the nerdy glasses back on. And it's like, can't sell it all the time, can you?
Did he ever play?
No, I don't think so.
So he never played professional football, but yet he's a professional coach.
I think he's just an insanely good numbers guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm going to guess he did not play.
He started as an intern in 2005. He played as a wide receiver at Yale.
Did he really?
Until 2004. His playing height and weight, 5'9", 180. Well, decently sized.
Maybe he's just a Pink Floyd fan.
We are not looking to make this a topic, but we did talk about it pretty extensively in the 2 o'clock hour yesterday. Kansas City's own Tom Watson says he is, quote, ashamed of Americans' behavior at the Ryder Cup.
Why
he called
not?
It rude. He called it mean-spirited. And on behalf of America,
I apologize.
Has apologized to Europe.
Why not make this a topic?
It's just embarrassing. I don't know what else to say about it.
The ugly American syndrome is not unheard of.
On Twitter, he congratulated Team Europe for the win before adding, more importantly, I would like to apologize for the rude and mean-spirited behavior from our American crowd at Bethpage. As a former player, captain, and as an American, he says, I am ashamed of what happened.
Sounds like the adult in the room.
Where is the PGA? Who was the leader? Was it Scottie Scheffler who was the leader for the U.S. team in the Ryder Cup?
Our leader was Keegan Bradley.
Keegan Bradley. Okay. Where's Keegan Bradley? Where's the PGA?
They do need to come out and say.
Absolutely.
And they should have done it that day.
Why is it that one of the greatest golfer in Kansas City history, and one of the greatest golfers of all time, no doubt about it, who is retired.
Yeah.
Why is it that Tom Watson, whom everybody in this town respects, loves, cherishes, why is it that it's him that's coming out and being, to borrow your phrase, Dan, the adult in the room?
Scott did ask me during the break. He said, where's the PGA on this? Like, why? I love that Tom Watson stood up and was the adult in the room and said, we are sorry. This is embarrassing. We have to do better. But you're right. I don't know, Scott, the answer to your question. I don't.
I mean, Europeans don't.
Well, they will shovel it right back at us in 2 years, but not. It was never throwing things at players' wives
or making comments about their marriage.
Yeah,
I get it that the players might kind of jostle with each other and kind of goof on each other like we, the four of us, do, and that's fine. All right, from the text line, Scott, wouldn't European soccer hooligans do the same thing if they're from England? Probably yes.
But can't we be better and do better?
Exactly.
But that doesn't justify
and it's a different
your
sport.
Own actions.
And it's a different sport. I mean, when Philadelphia Eagle fans throw batteries onto the field at players, we're like, you know, that's unacceptable. But we kind of chalk it up to, well, it's football. You know, they're idiots. or when they throw snowballs at the players as they're going off the field at halftime, we're just like, well, that's football. This is golf. It's different. It's different.
But is it really?
Yes.
I would hope so.
It's the same type of rude behavior.
Yeah, but Rory's wife getting hit with a beer is...
unacceptable.
Unacceptable and, quite frankly, illegal. So it's just, it's embarrassing. We need to do better, and we hopefully will moving forward.
Well, why didn't they remove these fans
occurring? State troopers were called in the final day. I mean, that's just crazy.
This is the ugly American, and we've heard about them, and we've seen them before. And I've seen them in European cities when I've been on tour, when I've been on vacation. You see the ugly American. You just do.
Roy said, quote, golf has the ability to unite people. It teaches you very good life lessons. It teaches you etiquette. It teaches you how to play by the rules. It teaches you how to respect people. And he said that he thinks everyone should be held to a higher standard.
One of the things missing in this is the lack of people policing their own surroundings.
Yep.
You know, we don't
go deeper on that thought.
Troopers to come in and do crowd control. We don't need somebody in a press conference going, wagging their fingers, saying that's not right. Mm-hmm. What about the people to the left and the right?
Would you get involved? I wouldn't.
If somebody threw a beer at a woman?
Okay, yes. But Scott, the taunting and the screaming and the F-bombs and all of that, you think I'm going to step up next to a drunk idiot who flew in from out of town and go, you know what? Wow.
I
would be afraid with the alcohol that was flowing that I would be punched in the face. If someone was brazen enough to throw a beer at Rory McIlroy's wife.
All right, let me rephrase. Would you expect Johnny...
Yes.
To say something?
And he would. I would go get an official. I would not say something. I would go get an official and say they need to be kicked out.
You're to the left. Johnny's in the middle. And beer thrower at Rory's wife is to the right. You see somebody throw a beer can at McIlroy's wife. Do you elbow him and go, take care of that?
He probably would. And then be afraid of retaliation.
Do you elbow him and say, take care of that?
No, I would elbow him and say, I'm going to go get an official.
By the time the official comes back, the episode is already over.
But we have seen where stepping in, and I love what Dan said, should we all be self-policing bad behavior? Okay, tell that to someone who's running out of Walmart with a cart full of stuff.
I think there's a difference between Walmart cart full of stuff and the... what's the name of the tournament?
The Ryder Cup.
The Ryder Cup. Somebody throwing. Yes, of course. Yes.
It's all bad behavior.
One's a little bit more high class than the other. Let's be honest.
Yeah, after this week, I'm starting to wonder.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this is Chapel Roan. She is going to be in town. Is it this weekend for two shows?
It is, yeah.
Chapel Roan in town this weekend?
Expecting somewhere around 30,000 people, yeah.
Where's she going to play?
The World War I Memorial Lawn. So the big grassy area, if you are kind of driving into the parking area under the museum, it's the grassy area to the right.
What? Do you mean the grassy area to the south?
No, that would be the east.
Let's not talk about directions.
It's the southeast corner of the property.
Yeah, where they used to have the old Blues and Jazz Fest.
I have so many friends going to that show and so many friends taking their children to that show. It is October 3rd and 4th. They're calling it, by the way, Fox 4 is calling it a prelude to the World Cup.
What is that supposed to mean?
Midwest princesses and princes will gather on the lawn of the National World War I Museum and Memorial next week to see the fairest of them all, superstar Chapel Roan. Although Kansas City missed out on, this says most of the world's top concerts this year. I don't know that I agree with that. Landing two shows from Roan is particularly special. The singer is performing only 8 pop-up concerts in 3 cities, Kansas City, New York, and Los Angeles. You know, she's from outside of Springfield. Is performing October 3rd and 4th. Says, I love these cities so much and wanted the chance to do something special before going away to write the next album.
Good old Willard, Missouri.
Does Taylor Swift end up on stage with her at some point? A little duet?
I doubt it.
Two of the biggest stars in pop music right now?
I don't know. I don't have plans to go, but I know a lot of people are, and go have fun. I take issue with Kansas City missed out on most of the world's top concerts this year. What concerts were we not able to see this year?
Which ones have you been to?
Oh, I mean, mine are a little bit smaller. Like, I like the small guys.
Okay.
Like, I like the 49 Winchester and Charles Wesley
Which,
Godwin
by the way,
came through.
You'll hear 49 Winchester a little bit later in the show.
They're so good.
It might be a song called Annabelle.
We're hitting that show in Wichita on Valentine's Day. This says all but one of this year's top 10 grossing concerts skipped Kansas City. All but one. So Taylor Swift obviously was here.
Not this year.
Last year?
Yes. Or the year before.
Linkin Park from his Zero World Tour was here August 31st.
Okay.
This says the other 9 of the top 10 declined Kansas City. Huh. And instead performed, you want to guess? If they skipped over us, who got the show?
St. Louis?
Yes.
Omaha or no. Wichita?
No. Bigger.
Denver?
Yes.
Dallas?
Smaller.
Oklahoma City?
Chicago.
Chicago is not smaller than Dallas.
Really?
Chicago is the 3rd largest city in the country.
Many artists that skipped over Kansas City chose instead to perform in Chicago, Denver, and St. Louis.
But see, I don't even consider that even remotely
comparable.
Yeah. I mean, granted, when 5 Seconds of Summer came 10 years ago and I took Sarah to go see them down in Dallas because that was the closest they were coming, I did not consider that a regional show. I consider a regional show St. Louis, Omaha, Wichita, Oklahoma City.
You want to guess the biggest shows that did not come here? And I'm going to give you a hint, Scott. You have heard of...
Count them out loud.
6-ish.
Taylor Swift was not on tour this year, so she's not on the list. Paul McCartney?
Nope. You got to think way younger. This is why I don't think any of the concerts skipped Kansas City, because I wouldn't have gone to see hardly any of these. I'm going to start with number 10 that you will know.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses is the 10th biggest show this year, skipped over Kansas City.
Yeah, but they were here 2 years ago.
Doesn't matter. They're talking about 2025.
Okay.
Number 9, Shakira.
Who?
Shakira.
Oh, yes. Yes. Now that you say that.
This list is dumb.
I agree, but these are the biggest, Sam. Number 8, Linkin Park.
Yeah. But they were here.
They were here. This is the 8th. We do not get any of the top 7. Chris Brown at 5.41 million.
The girlfriend beater?
Number 6, Ed Sheeran, 5.52 million.
All right, now stop. Stop. Because what a lot of these bands are doing is they're doing positional shows.
International tours.
No. They're doing positional shows where they will camp out in Chicago.
Yeah.
For like 8 nights, okay? This is the new trend. Either the residency in Las Vegas, okay, which is very hip, or they'll do what's called positional showing. Chicago for 8 nights, New York or Philadelphia for 8 nights.
So the fans have to go to them.
Dallas for 8 nights, Miami for 8 nights, LA for 8 nights.
But okay, if that
you
is,
come to me,
if
I'm
that
not coming
is the
to
trend,
you.
What would be better than the most centralized big city that we have in America, and that's us?
I'm not disputing that.
Okay, number four, Coldplay at 7.05 million. Closest location to Kansas City was Denver.
They didn't come here?
Nope.
Thank God.
Scott, number three, The Weeknd at 7.5 million. Closest location to Kansas City, Chicago.
I didn't even think his name was The Weeknd anymore. What happened?
I don't know. This is listed as The Weeknd, and there's also no Ian Weeknd. Number two,
it's The Weeknd.
The Stray Kids at 7.53 million,
okay,
Sam.
I'm going to show my age here. I've never heard of The Stray Kids.
You're looking at me?
Stray, not straight, Stray.
I've never heard of The Stray Kids.
I heard
either.
Straight too. I was like, I don't know. I don't know who Stray Kids are either.
They came to Chicago. It is the number two grossing show and the number one.
It's a boy band.
You're missing the big one.
Beyonce?
Beyonce. Toured Chicago, did not stop in Kansas City. She comes in. Oh my gosh, she smashed everybody.
Again, I'm telling you.
13.6 million.
Situational regencies or residencies where they park in a city and you come to them, they don't come to you.
Yeah, but who would you fly to Chicago to go see? Because we lost out to most of these, not to Denver, but to Chicago.
Who would I do? Yeah,
to get on an airplane to go see a concert, which is going to cost you a couple $1,000s when it's all said and done after hotel.
It would have to be a big one.
Like they're dying. You've never seen them.
Like even if Thin Lizzy was doing like the Blues Club or something, I would go to Chicago to see them at the Blues Club.
Sam, who would you go see? On a plane.
I mean, I was pretty upset that I didn't get to go see Oasis.
Okay.
But I would have gone.
There were a lot of people that were upset about that.
I would travel to see Shinedown.
You would drive 8 hours to go see Shinedown?
Oh, I love Shinedown.
Okay.
But why are we comparing Kansas City to Chicago?
The inference of this article here is that all of the top shows skipped our town, which says to me in years past, maybe they did not. So I don't think they're picking on Kansas City. I think they're just throwing it out there that this year we only got one of the top 10 shows that stopped in our town, or in other years.
But I would remind you a couple of years ago, and by a couple, I mean in 2023, if I'm not mistaken, we got Shinedown, we got Guns N' Roses out at Kauffman Stadium, we got Def Leppard and Motley Crue at Kauffman Stadium. We got Taylor out at Arrowhead. Our 2023 was pretty remarkable.
We got Billy Strings this year. It was awesome.
You loved Billy Strings. You know what else, Scott? 20 years ago, guess how many shows we got?
Well, I don't know that that's true.
Oh, come on.
In 2005?
Go back before downtown's revitalization.
You've got to remember at the time, though, in 2005, Sandstone was booming.
Yeah, but booming with like...
Kiss.
Poison. I mean, not like, this was not a place before that gigantic artists had on their radar the way they do today.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. So this apparently is the Stray Kids, one of the concerts that skipped us over this summer, thank God. Yesterday, Nicole Kidman was trying to salvage her marriage with Keith Urban. Yeah. Today, she filed for divorce.
They had been separated for months.
Since early summer, that is correct.
That one surprised me. I'm not going to lie.
But yesterday, TMZ was reporting that she was trying to salvage the marriage. She didn't want it. He did. Today, she filed for divorce.
And now there are rumors going around that he has a new lady after the divorce filing, because it happened in the last 4 hours that he kindled this relationship with a new lady.
When she filed, though, Sam, did she say to him, "You'll think of me"?
Get out.
Do you think she still wears his old T-shirts?
Oh. On to South Carolina we go.
Keith Urban that well.
On to South Carolina we go.
She said, "You'll never find somebody like me."
How much is an organ worth? One of the organs that isn't like one of the main ones, one of the ones that like you're not real sure what that does for you.
Like a gallbladder?
Yeah. So a surgeon wrongly removed an entire organ in South Carolina, and a jury has delivered a landmark award to the woman. A South Carolina jury has awarded $5.1 million in damages to a woman in a medical malpractice case against her surgeon, who she accused of wrongly removing her entire thyroid gland. Jurors unanimously sided with Natalie Boyd, finding that her physician and the otolaryngology...
Common spelling?
Right. Breached the standard of care and directly caused her injuries.
Otolaryngologist?
Shut up, Sam.
Wow.
Boyd had... What are you, a surgeon?
I'm not even mad. I'm
Boyd
impressed.
Had four preoperative visits saying that Dr. Osmond removed her thyroid gland without her permission during the procedure. As part of his surgical plan, he was only supposed to remove the left part. Instead, he removed the whole thing.
To answer your initial question, very expensive when it comes to the thyroid.
Why is that? She says life has proved difficult since the surgery. She has faced a variety of medical issues, including low energy, anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Hormone regulation.
Yeah, let me guess.
That's weight gain?
That's weight stuff, right?
But weight gain?
That is not listed. Low energy, anxiety, difficulty swallowing, and choking.
The weight gain has to do with one specific hormone that is created in the thyroid. Most of the essential hormones are thanks to your thyroid.
Okay. This is what I don't understand about these types of lawsuits. We have had surgeons before, like, remove the wrong arm, and it's like, meh, $800,000. Thyroid, $5.1 million.
I don't think that's enough.
Really?
You have zero emotional regulation for the rest of your life.
No, you can take hormone replacement.
Oh, sorry. I have to pay tens of thousands of dollars a month to have emotional regulation for the rest of my life.
I didn't do the surgery. Don't get all whippy snappy on me.
One of her handwritten notes stated, left side only unless cancer. There was no cancer. They removed the whole thing.
And you wonder why I don't like going to the doctor.
No, doctors are fine. Just this one doctor got a little too aggressive with the thyroid.
Yeah, let's take the whole thing.
What? You would not, for $5.1 million. Now, quality of life is important. I'm not saying it's not. But there are some things inside of our body, they don't even know what it does. Thyroid's not one of them.
That is not true.
What's the one little thing in there that they're always like, is it your gallbladder? What is it? They don't even know what it does.
There's the gallbladder, and then there's, what's the one that ruptures?
Yes, appendix.
Appendix.
They don't even know what that thing does.
Yes, they
do. You could accidentally take that thing out of my body for $1 million. I wouldn't even charge you $5.
Yeah, but for an appendix, they're going to give you $5.
Yeah, because we don't know what it is or why we
need
it.
It's not essential to our everyday value of life.
All right, you may be right. The function of the appendix is still being debated by scientists. While it was once considered a vestigial organ
in nature.
Thank you. With no purpose. I've never had to say that
word
before.
Why did we not go to med school?
I think it's clear. Recent research suggests that it may play a role in the immune system and gut health, but doctors still don't know.
Do you know what you have to do to be an otolaryngologist?
I'm sorry?
All you have to do is pronounce it. And if you can pronounce it, you get to be one.
Oh, sweet. I'm in.
How do you know how to say that?
I'm not even reading it. I'm just going off of what you tried to say. And it sounded pretty professional, I got to be honest.
The gallbladder is actually important. It plays a role in digestive health, in keeping your gut clean. So when, for example, it releases a bile when you eat fatty foods, it contracts and releases bile into the small intestine through the cystic duct.
Got it.
I stand corrected. Thyroid hormone replacement costs about $10 a month, according to one person.
$5 million. They clearly do not have a cap on malpractice in South Carolina the way we do here.
Probably not.
This is why it's so hard to get a medical malpractice lawsuit through the courts here. It's too expensive.
Other than your appendix, which apparently does nothing.
Okay.
What would you give up and for how much?
Well, what's the one that grows back? You can give up some of that.
Your liver can regenerate.
Yeah. You could have a piece of my liver if you needed it.
No.
Oh, that's not nice.
That is just cold. That one hurt.
They could take a little piece of mine and give it to you. I'd give you one of those.
After your trip to Lawrence last week, I don't think I want it.
I was going to hold back from that follow-up joke.
Might need another week. I don't know. I like everything in me just where it belongs. Because I always think, what if my children need an organ? So I love the altruistic donation, the living donation. I love the idea behind it.
You're right-handed.
Yeah.
How much for your left hand?
Oh, my gosh. There's no way.
How much?
There's no number.
There's a price on everything.
Let's make it more simple. An eyebrow.
An eyebrow?
Well, not very functional.
That would take a trip to a tattoo removal specialist.
This is what I don't understand about the hand. You know, they put a price on all this stuff. Legally, like if you lose
your right hand versus
you lose your left hand, or if you lose your pinky toe versus your big toe.
What does your left hand cost?
Oh God, that is a life altering injury, Scott. That's got to be really, really high.
$97,600.
Not high enough.
Now, the surgeon, and I've heard many stories about this, how they will mark, say they're taking part of a leg off. They will mark that portion of the leg at like 18 different times. Okay, now I've got the knife. It is lower left leg. Okay, I am about to make the first incision.
Yes.
It is lower. They will say it over and over again. You can't exactly mark the thyroid.
Lower left.
Yeah, but you ought to know not to. Yeah, you ought to know not to take the whole thing.
I would agree with you, but I'm just saying they couldn't exactly do their traditional fail-safe, which is a Sharpie.
Ask you another question. When you're going in, and I'm being dead serious, with an organ like the thyroid, he was only supposed to take the left side. Well, mm-hmm. Left to whom? Left to him going in the body cavity, or left where it sits inside my body?
How about we mark it before you put me under?
How do you mark a thyroid, Scott?
Well, aren't they glands in your neck?
Well, you can't. No.
You just write on the neck, this one. But then the Sharpie washes off once you open it up.
Why are we not surgeons?
Left would be to the patient laying on the table.
I think we've given them plenty of reasons why in the last 5 minutes.
I want to be an otolaryngologist.
What is it again, Sam?
I would have to actually hear her try to, because I haven't seen
her. She just did.
Well, no, I need the first real attempt.
I would like to be an
otolaryngologist.
Otolaryngologist. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, this is one of the bands that skipped over Kansas City this year.
Oh, I love that song.
Merciful Jesus. After informing and entertaining visitors alike for nearly 70 years, Lila's Hair Museum in Independence is no more.
It closes today. How have we never attended the Hair Museum?
Lila's Hair Museum, the only hair museum in the world.
Oh, yeah, it's the only one.
Closed its doors for good this week after several years of struggle from COVID and the founder's passing. Lila died. Lila Cohoon founded the museum dedicated to hair and Victorian jewelry in 1986 after collecting since the mid-1950s. Some very famous visitors came through her museum over the years, including Ozzy Osbourne and his daughter Kelly, who saw hair on display from Abraham Lincoln, Marilyn Monroe, and Michael Jackson, just to name a few. The thousands of artifacts will find a new museum to call home. Some places under consideration are the Met in New York City.
For some of the hair, yes.
And the Nelson Adkins in Kansas City.
So if you haven't seen this, about 300 pieces of this art are marked to be donated. Family is going to keep some of the other hair. What she did was she took the hair and matted it and framed it, and it's on the wall. So you don't just walk in and there's hair everywhere, which I don't know why hair grosses me out, but it sort of does.
Why does it?
I don't know. It's all over the walls, and it's like mounted on the – it's hard to describe if you've never been there and seen it. She was just obsessed with hair.
Don't you think that's interesting?
Hang on. It's the only museum like it in the world.
It was. Yes, that is correct.
Well, I'm sure it's still open for another couple hours.
No, they said it closed.
1333 South Nolan Road.
Didn't you go to the Toy Miniature Museum after we did? That was your idea, by the way.
We still have tickets to go. We have not,
gone.
Those tickets, but we are going to.
You'll love it.
I know it. I can't wait.
It is a hidden gem, hidden treasure here in Kansas City. I had never heard of the Miniature Toy Museum in Kansas City until you told T to take me there one Saturday. And we went. It was awesome.
So what does one do with the hair of Michael Jackson or Ronald Reagan or Ozzy Osbourne?
These are very famous people.
Okay.
You don't think people would want to look at the hair?
Why?
Because it's something
from them. Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Remember, we used to clip people's hair and put it in our scrapbooks.
Oh, man. We watched a scary movie the other night, Dan. I mean, it scared me. And it's called Weapons. And there is a scene where someone comes over to Julia Garner's character, who's taking a nap, and clips a lock of her hair. I don't know why in a horror movie that is so creepy, but I think it's because we used to do that. Like, or if someone thought you were a witch, didn't they used to do that? Look at the hair. I don't begrudge the family. Like, I think it's interesting that they did it. It's interesting they kept it open for this long. Now they don't know what to do with it. But so, hair's weird, isn't it?
Well, tell me if this is weird. In my spare bedroom upstairs, on the dress. Haven't even had a chance to ask the question.
On the dresser.
I have a molded paw print of Stella.
Yeah.
Who passed last July.
Yeah.
And I also have a small lock of her hair in a little bag.
Not weird. I don't think it's weird. I think, you know, when your child has their first haircut, they put the little bit of the hair in an envelope and here you go.
You think it's weird to save a kid's tooth?
I think we're getting into some really grotesque territory there.
Do you have I've got a bag of all of my teeth.
That's
my
disgusting.
Mom kept.
Dan, that is disgusting. Throw it away.
You have a bag of all of your little kid teeth?
Yeah, somehow I'm not surprised.
Haven't you heard? People have called into this show before and said their mom kept their like umbilical cord, piece that shrivels off, and which is a biohazard. Or we had one woman call in one time and her mom kept the, what is the pox scar that they all got the shots and it went in their upper arm?
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking
Someone
about.
Someone kept that scab.
A lot of people will take a clipping of their child's first haircut.
Yes. Now that to me, anything beyond that is weird. I get the clipping of the first of the hair. That's fine.
Way back in the day, they used to do that because they didn't have photos and videos and scrapbooks.
What about
and
people
all
who keep like the
stuff?
Placenta?
I mean, that's
a
choice.
Gross.
That's a choice.
It's a choice.
All right.
Well, long live the hair museum, and
hopefully it finds a new home at the Nelson.
I hope that hair belongs somewhere.
It's already dead. What do you mean long live?
Well,
that's a good point.
Long dead?
Dan Weinbaum's got the news coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.